Hello, my name is Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Tessa Verning, who's the Director of Comms at Fairphone. Hello, Tessa.
Hi, Kirsty.
So, we are here to talk about your new ethical handset, which is a kind of a big deal, I would say. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about who Fairphone is and what you guys are doing?
Yeah, of course. Fairphone started about 3 years ago, but we started as a campaign initially, which is about the awareness raising around conflict minerals, but minerals that go into your devices. It started as a project at an institute called VAG Society, a nice Dutch word for you there. They focus on creative technology for social innovation, so for social ends, I guess. And Bas van Abel, the founder of Fairphone, started Fairphone there. But I think after a few months and years of working on creating awareness, he also realized that to make a difference as a consumer in this market, and if you wanted to actually buy an ethical product, then there wasn't that much choice. So the next step for him was to make the jump and say, okay, well, if we're going to raise the bar for the industry and create more awareness, then we also need to start producing an alternative. So the phone has become both a means to an end, so it's a vehicle for change, and also the end in itself, which is creating a fairer product.
Wow, incredible. So how have you gone about sourcing the minerals, conflict-free minerals, that's different to what other handset manufacturers are doing?
So the first phone, well, actually, I mean, I don't know if you know exactly the amount of the metals and minerals that go into your phone, but it's approximately between 30 and 60 is what I get. And we can't possibly make a phone for our first phone that contains all the minerals in an ethically and fair produced way. So we've decided that we need to focus on creating a phone and going on a step-by-step process and creating a fairer alternative. So for our first phone, we've focused on the minerals tin and tantalum, which are quite a problematic mineral in the sense that it fuels a lot of the conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And years ago, the Dodd-Frank Act was passed, which meant that a lot of the big brands are now avoiding the areas where these conflicts rage. And we are joining existing initiatives at the moment, which source minerals from the Democratic Republic of Congo, from mines that are certified to not be fueling or paying taxes to warlords. So for the first phones, we are focusing on these materials. We're also working with other partners to see whether we can make steps toward more fairly mined for cobalt, and we're also looking at fair gold for our next phones.
Okay, so yeah, as you said, I probably don't know all of the different minerals that go into my phone. Do you think that people are aware of that? It's become a ubiquitous product, but you don't really know what's going on inside.
Well, no, I don't think they do. I mean, I have to, for me personally, I don't think I was aware of that either. I mean, one of the things that that drives Bas van Abel as the founder is that he comes from he's a designer originally and is a big fan of the makers movement. So his credo essentially is if you can't open it, you don't own it. And a lot of the devices that you see these days don't actually have even replaceable batteries. So to see what's inside a phone for a lot of people is just, it's hard to even open up a phone, let alone see what's inside it and where it comes from. And then second is the issues behind these, behind the supply chain. And because it's so complex, people have lost touch, I think, with the way their products are made. So a big driver for us is not necessarily we feel that we need to buy, by opening up the supply chain and step by step looking at all the different elements in the chain, then the second point would be to understand how it's made, and the third step would be to change it. So
empowering people to take back control of their products.
Exactly.
Okie doke. So you've actually used crowdfunding as a way to build the first 5,000 handsets, and I guess that comes on from the makers movement. Do you want to tell us a bit about why you decided to do that?
Well, We're 8 people actually in our team, and we've grown by 100% since January.
Oh wow!
So we're a small team, and we'd like to keep it that way. In a sense that we think that not that we want to keep it small, but we think that the people around Fairphone are the people that make Fairphone and are the ones that can make us can help us take the next steps. So by doing a crowdfunding campaign, I think that we can show that there is demand for a product in this market that actually focuses on improving the ethical or the social environmental qualities of phone over and above merely the technological one. So by crowdfunding this campaign, it's twofold actually. It's giving people a chance to show that there is a market for a product, and it also gives Fairphone the chance to remain independent as a social enterprise and to take the next steps without actually having to attract further investment.
Okay, and what has the public response been to this initiative?
Well, we had 16,000 people who signed up for a phone, and we initially opened the sales to them. So that was about 3 weeks ago. And over 10-20% of these people bought. I mean, mind you, not everybody needs a phone at this point. So we weren't expecting that everybody were just going to throw away their old phones and buy.
Yes, yes, hands tied.
Yeah, so I mean, having your phone till it really dies, or having a second-hand device, is obviously always preferable to buying a new one. But we've been amazed by the amount of people who have signed up. We see now that within 3 weeks, so 10 days actually before our campaign is ending, that we're already set to reach our first milestone of 5,000. So we're delighted.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Tessa, for talking to us. It sounds like an incredible project, and I can't
You're welcome.
See,
thanks.
See
thanks.
How it goes on. Thank you very
thank
much.
You. All right.